stories, everybody.
Yay!
So we usually kick these off with a member of the Nerdalogs, just to set the tone. But tonight we're going to go with, I guess, an adjunct right now. This fine young lady is helping us on our latest show, The Lord of the Wrigley, which is playing for two more weeks here on this very stage. This is Katie Johnson-Smith.
Hi, I'm Katie Johnson-Smith. Winter was terrible this year, and all of God's children barricaded themselves in their apartments and holed up in their minds just trying to make it through. As soon as hints of spring trickled through the ice and snow, the freaks peeked out from their warm winter tents and decided to fuck shit up. When I say the freaks, I mean literally everyone in the known universe. We all went crazy, showed our tragic flaws to each other, were terrified, and either got engaged or broke up. This is not an engagement story. I met my husband when I was 20 years old. We both signed up for the same summer intensive class at the Second City and enjoyed a whirlwind romance during Chicago's most magical and non-depressing season. First kisses in the rain outside of a podiatrist's office where he would later propose to me, makeouts in alleys, genital touching in dark theaters, and hand-holding in the bright daylight led to something neither of us were expecting. Months after we met, he shipped off to Ukraine with the Peace Corps, promptly quit upon arrival, and moved to Nashville, Tennessee, where I attended college. This was what I had always wanted. A cute boy to dote on me, tell me I'm pretty, and make me cream horns. That's right. This was before I was vegan. I knew it was love, and I let this dude know how I felt while I was barfing into a cardboard box in my bedroom on my 21st birthday. He reciprocated, not with the barfing, but with the love professing. And maybe it's because I went to college in the South, or maybe it's because I grew up super Christian, like with purity ring and everything, or maybe it's because it's what I really wanted, but something in me insisted that I put the pressure on my man friend to propose to me my senior year of school. He did, in a very grand and wonderful fashion, podiatrist office, and we were married when I was 23 and he was 25. I was the dreamer, and he dreamed with me. However, I think I dreamt a little too hard and left him no room for dreams of his own. I began to pull away because both of us overdreaming my dream became suffocating. I pulled so far away that I gave myself just enough room to do something really dumb. I kissed someone I shouldn't have kissed, and I regret doing that. I don't regret the conclusion it brought my husband and I to. Our marriage was no longer working. He lost himself in my dreams, and I was too busy chasing them to really notice. Sure, we could have gone to therapy and probably just delayed the inevitable, but we are two adult people who decided to move on before our marriage became a less than happy memory. And I really did like being married to that guy. I'm not ever going to say that I didn't. He is a wonderful person, and he was a fantastic husband. And I think we both helped each other grow up and kept each other from growing up in different ways. I would not trade the 7 years we were together for anything. My marriage is not a failure. It is just over. For a minute there, I did feel like a circus freak because I thought I wasn't like everyone else. I fucked up. I did something dumb. But everyone makes mistakes, and everyone fucks up. And we can let our mistakes color us, but they should never define us. A bearded lady is more than just her beard. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing, Katie. See you guys. Got real already. There's six more stories to go. What's gonna happen?